Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel once more. Anyway, Suella Braverman, she's the Home Secretary of the United Kingdom. She said a few days ago that flying the Palestinian flag might not be legitimate. Now, this obviously comes in the wake of the Hamas's horrific attacks on Israel. About 1,300 people killed in Israel. Looks like 80% of them were civilians. Most Israelis, a few foreign residents of Israel, and Israel's counterattack into the Gaza Strip. That's the easternmost section of Palestine. Now, the Palestinian Authority is saying that already over 2,000 people in the Gaza Strip have been slain, and the great majority of them are civilians. And just this evening, there was allegedly an attack on a hospital in Gaza, and the Palestinians are saying that over 500 people have been killed, and all of them civilians. Now, I am bored silly with quoting William Howard Russell, the father of war correspondents, who said, "The first casualty of war is truth." So we don't know what to believe. People rarely make something out of nothing. If it wasn't a hospital, was it a clinic? If it's not 500, if it's 100, you know, deaths, I don't know what the truth is, the fog of war. But there's usually a grain of truth in it. But anyway, so Palestine, is it a nation or not? So scores of nations recognize Palestine as a sovereign state, almost as many as recognize Israel as a sovereign state. Bearing in mind, there's a significant number of countries. It's over 30 of them do not recognize Israel as a nation state to this day. So a nation's almost indefinable, and nations can be based on religion like Israel or Pakistan, on language or whatever, on culture. They can be polylingual, like India, for instance, and so forth. So there's no clear characteristic that a nation needs to fulfill. But nevertheless, that Palestine is not a province. Surely it's a nation. Even if she were a province, she would still have a flag. So why should not be flown? Even the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, has not gone so far as to say that it's unlawful to do so. But she and the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, have vowed that the police will meet pro-Hamas demonstrations with the full force of the law. So Hamas is proscribed in the United Kingdom, the European Union, the United States, Israel, in numerous countries as a terrorist organization. Is not viewed that way in Russia, in Iran, and in quite a few other countries, in most of the Muslim world. The Islamic Resistance Movement, as it calls itself. But anyway, you could obviously be pro-Palestinian, or this Palestinian is your nationality, and not support Hamas. Remember, Hamas is loathed by the PLO. So Hamas controls Gaza, and I think it's got no presence, minimal presence in the West Bank. That's the other part of Palestine. So Palestine is partitioned at the eastern bit, which is Gaza Strip, and the western bit, which is the West Bank, is in just to the west of the River Jordan. So why should not be flown? And now some people would say, well, that seems to be a tacit approval of Hamas's ghastly and bestial attacks on the civil population of Israel. But even more Palestinian civilians have been killed than Israeli civilians were killed. I don't think anyone disputes that, though there might be some doubt about the actual figure. And these attacks are going on for weeks. I mean, the whole ground invasion has not even begun in earnest yet. So there was something similar went on in January 2009, when 100 times more Palestinian civilians were killed than Israeli civilians, 100 times more. And it'll be some sort of butcher's bill like that again to pay this time, no doubt. So I think Hamas is not completely idiotic. They may be evil, but they're not purblind. And they knew that there would be a very, very heavy price to pay, that Israel was going to exact vengeance. Obviously, they want to extirpate Hamas. But, you know, this is one of the most crowded places in the world, Gaza City. It's difficult to tell the sheep from the goats. So Suella Braverman is a member of Conservative Friends of Israel. The majority of Conservative MPs are members of Conservative Friends of Israel. We've flown business class to Israel, put up in a five-star hotel, taken on a tour and a publicity tour. If you're uncharitable, a propaganda tour. But fair enough, you will meet some people who disagree with the Israeli government's version of events. So Israel has assiduously courted politicians in the United Kingdom for decades. There's also Labour Friends of Israel, which is much, much smaller. I think there was the Liberal Democrats one. Now, I'm not sure there's a Conservative Friends of Palestine. There was certainly a Conservative Arab Forum way back about 2007. I remember meeting an Egyptian doctor who was a member of it. And then so on. The Labour Friends of Palestine is much, much bigger. And the erstwhile leader of the British Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, he went so far as to call Hamas friends, something he later retracted under immense pressure. And he's no longer a Labour MP. He's an independent MP. But Comrade Corbyn has been very very prominent in protests, saying, you know, hands off Gaza, that the Gazans are being slaughtered. Now, I know it's difficult to avoid killing civilians, but it doesn't seem to me that the Israeli Defense Forces try very hard. Obviously, they're blinded by rage because so many civilians have been killed, but Hamas may have wanted it that way. And it's true to say that Hamas deliberately killed civilians, but that doesn't mean that innocent Gazans should pay the price for this. There's still the international law, which is applicable here, the Hague Convention, the Geneva Convention, and so on, but water, electricity, gas, all that cut off, food supplies. So, you know, Gazan civilians are going to die from drinking dirty water. That could be up to 2 million of them until those Israeli civilians are released. There's up to 199 of them, and some of them are foreign civilians, rather. So, you know, is the Israeli government willing to deliberately kill civilians? Now, you might say, oh, come on, this is too high a moral standard. You look at the First World War, the Allies, particularly the United Kingdom, they blockaded Germany, declaring even food to be contraband of war, which led to about 500,000 excess civilian deaths. Or now, international law back then is not what it is today. We have moved on. And okay, Israel is armed to the teeth. It could kill more civilians than it does at the moment. It's got state-of-the-art technology in terms of fighter jets, missile systems, and even nuclear weapons, but it's not going to go that far. But, you know, there's a possibility that, other countries would pile in. In the West Bank, the Palestinians have not been fighting. Some of the Gazans probably feel betrayed. Say, if you then attack when we did, that would have really put the frighteners in Israel. If we couldn't defeat them, it might actually force them to negotiate, make a few concessions, maybe pull the settlers out of the West Bank. If Hezbollah and Lebanon, that Iranian-backed Shia militia, if they'd attacked as well, that would maybe be more than Israel could cope with in the short term. I don't think Israel's going to be wiped out off the map. I certainly don't want it to be, and I don't want Palestine to be wiped off the map, which it largely has been already. You know, you see, obviously, they lost 67% of their land in 1948. Who would accept that? And since then, because of these illegal settlements in the West Bank, they've lost rather more. So they've lost something like 80% of their territory since 1948. So unsurprisingly, they're not happy about it. People do have the legal right to display the Palestinian flag, as they do any national flag. No one's questioned people's right to display the Israeli colors, and I certainly don't doubt that. So I say, let 1,000 schools of thought contend. Say what you believe, and I'll say what I believe. And we might vehemently disagree with each other. I want a free society. But really, the police can scarcely cope with serious crime as it is. Even if it was somehow thought to be illegal, somehow forbade people to display the Palestinian national flag in the United Kingdom, the police got their work cut out. They can't arrest all those people. Tens of thousands of people marching through central London, right outside BBC headquarters, displaying the Palestinian flag. What are you going to do? And who exactly is the victim of this crime? So, yeah, I mean, I don't want to be disharmonious relations between various communities. And that's it. No one should be mistreated for his or her race, ethnicity, citizenship, or so forth. That ought to go without saying. But unfortunately, it's the kind of thing that needs to be said at the moment. Anyway, I'm very pleased to live in the British Isles and not in a place that is riven by war and civil strife, as Palestine and Israel are. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. So please make sure you donate and subscribe on Patreon. Goodbye.